Ernest, what's up? Look, I want to put you onto something that's been making waves in the personal finance world. If you've been relying on Mint to manage your finances, I got some news that might startle you at first. Mint is no more. But hold on, because every cloud has its silver lining, and in this case, that lining is Monarch Money. For those of us searching for a robust, user-friendly alternative, Monarch Money is stepping up to the plate. And from personal experience, it's hitting a home run. Let's get personal for a moment. Managing finances can be a maze of confusion, stress, and time consumption. Believe me, I've been there, jumping from one finance app to another, hoping to find that one platform that simplifies everything. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design transformed my approach to managing finances. What truly sets Monarch apart for me, though, is its collaboration feature. With money being a top Discord trigger for many couples, the ability to seamlessly manage finances with my wife has been a game changer. No extra costs, just shared goals and clarity. But Monarch isn't just about managing your current finances, it's about building your future. Saving for that dream house, your wedding, or a once-in-a-lifetime vacation becomes not just a possibility, but a reality with Monarch's intuitive tools. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal held it as the best app for savings growth. Monarch Money represents the next evolution in personal finance apps. It's an ad-free haven where your experience is the priority, constantly refined based on real user feedback. It's everything we've been asking for: intuitive, powerful, and relentlessly focused on user satisfaction. Now, for a bit more practicality, Monarch makes transitioning from Mint a breeze, ensuring you can bring all your tags and categories with you. Its intuitive design, customization options, and commitment to privacy and an ad-free experience make it stand out in the sea of competitors. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/leisure. That's MONARCHMONEY.com/leisure for your extended 30-day free trial. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Earners, what's up? Look, quick question. How is your social battery doing right now? I'll be honest, mine is a bit on the low side. Maybe it's not setting enough boundaries or just a typical slowdown after our super hectic work schedule. It's so easy to overlook our social needs or overextend ourselves, isn't it? What's your ideal balance of socializing? And how do you recharge? Whether you find energy in crowds or need more time to yourself, understanding your social needs is crucial. I remember a time when I struggled to balance my social engagement with my personal downtime. Y'all know us, we're always outside. So what really helped me was learning to recognize my limits and prioritizing my well-being. I've heard plenty of my peers champion therapy as a great tool for gaining this kind of insight. It's not just for big life issues. It's also about enhancing your day-to-day life by equipping you with the skills to manage your social energy effectively. So if you're considering therapy, why not check out BetterHelp? It's an entirely online service, making it incredibly convenient and adaptable to your lifestyle. Just start with a quick questionnaire and you'll be matched with a licensed therapist. And if you feel the need to switch therapists for any reason, you can do so at any time without any extra cost. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/earnyourleisure today to get 10% off your first month. Remember, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earnyourleisure. Don't wait, don't hesitate, head over there now.
Troy has become a stock market analysis wizard of sorts. And he's had a tremendous track record with stock options, specifically leaps and even short-term options as well. And we haven't had one of these like actually breakdowns in a while. You've done it on tour a few times, but a lot of people, the vast majority of people were not at one of our tour stops.
Yeah.
So
what percentage, I'm going to cut you off for a shot, but what percentage did that cost them by not going to the show for
So that's the thing, man. And I'm happy that we're back in the forefront of things, to speak.
Hit the like button,
please, and share with five friends.
Free information. This could potentially change your life. No cap.
Especially if you listen and not complain.
No cap. All facts.
So we got prefaces by saying Wednesday we're gonna have a full. You want to go there first?
Let's go through the presentation first, and then we'll say it later.
Because more of a, it's
let
more
me,
of a,
let me orchestrate the show.
No, because it's more of a preview type situation.
Let me produce the show, and
oh, you're your Mike Bibby right now. Okay, I won't spoil it either.
Yes.
Oh man, so it's been a minute. I'll be honest with you. It's been a long while since we had an opportunity to sit back and really teach about trading and about options trading to be specific. And so we're going to give you a little preview of how we're going to start moving forward, especially with EYL University, especially us at the forefront of it. Because it's important, right? Like people can understand how to create a brokerage account. Some people have understood how to trade equities, and that's great. But most people, especially over the past 5 years, are trying to figure out how can we make money trading options, because that's where they see all the percentages. And we have to say, we have to preface it by saying trading has considerable risk.
Considerable risk.
Yes. But trading options has even more so of a considerable risk. All right. And so we're going to preface it by some of the things that, you know, we're going to be talking about over the next couple of weeks. So the first thing is, what are options contracts? And it's very important that you understand the difference between the two, right? An options contract is really the right to, right? So you're not obligated to buy a share, but you have the right to. And so each contract is worth 100 shares. And so when people are talking about, I want contracts, that's really the equivalent of 100 shares. So if you see somebody with one contract, that's equal to 100. If you see somebody buying two contracts, they have the right to buy 200 shares. Now, that doesn't mean you have to, right? And we'll break down that even further when we talk about exercising. But I want people just to understand that, all right? First thing you got to realize is that it's really a predictable type situation, right? So when you're talking about options, you're talking about the predictability of a stock moving north, right, appreciating, or moving south, depreciating. And when we're talking about moving north, we're talking about a call, right? And so if I make a call, I'm making a prediction saying that the stock equity is going to move upwards or it's going to move downwards, which would be a put. And so most times you see people saying that they made this money and if they had a call. So you see the word call in front of it, that means they said that the equity was going to move up a certain amount during a specific time. And a put would just mean the opposite, right? So if the equity moves down in that specific time, money is going to be made or lost. Now, there's a couple things inside of there that you have to figure out, and that's the strike price. And so the strike price could be anywhere in the range of $10 to $100 of the actual equity, right? So if we take a company like Apple, and Ian, you spoke very well about it, it's trading at $175. Well, if I ask you, do you think in the next 2 years, Apple can raise its price target to $180? Most people would probably say yes.
Oh,
if
yeah.
If you agree, yes, put yes in
that's
chat.
That's the home run. Yeah, that's a home run.
That's a home run, right?
Yeah. Even 205 is a home run.
Right. So that would be a call, right? And there's a premium that comes with that. So you're buying that number in the event that it goes up, you make money. Now, if you're a pessimist and you think that Apple won't do that in that time frame, right, then you would make a put. And if that number goes down, then there's also money that can be made. And there's a premium that's get paid. So most people don't realize this is how it works, right? When I'd say $175 is what Apple, the actual equity costs, that's not what you're paying when you're buying an options contract. You're actually looking at the bid and the ask, right? And so when you think of bid and ask, I want you to think like when you're going to buy a car. The bid is what the dealer is going to tell you the car costs, right? The ask is what the dealer is going to tell you what the car costs. The bid is what you're willing to pay. And so
it's you negotiating the price.
It's a negotiation process. So these margins are where the brokerages make a lot of money. And most people have no idea how they make the money, but this is it, right? So if I wanted to buy the contract and it was a $180 strike price and it cost me $2, they're going to say, all right, I'm going to charge you $275 for it. And so that margin is where they're going to make their money. Now, it's not $275. Actually, it's going to be moved. You're going to have to actually move a decimal point across. So it really becomes a $275 per contract situation. And so you have to know this, which is a steal, right? Right. These are hypothetical numbers, right? So before we do anything, we need to know all the parameters of that, right? And on top of that, we're going to have to figure out how to find contracts that make sense, because some of them are overvalued, right? If you looked at NVIDIA contracts right now, you probably say to yourself, all right, these are too expensive for me. This is too expensive. I can't afford this. I can't. And they probably are, right? Because NVIDIA, as you see, has trended north for the past 6 months. It hit an all-time high today. It's trending toward $1,000, which is incredible. And so it becomes a higher premium based on the trend of the actual equity. So we're going to figure out how to use undervalued contracts. And there's a very unique system that we use to figure that out so that we always have the win built in anytime we buy into contracts. And then the last piece of what I've been doing with trading options is I've been using AI. And it's probably been one of the same way that you hear Shadi talk about using AI in terms of media, and Ian using it in terms of media.
I was so mad, I didn't think it is, bro.
I'm using it in terms of trading. And so one of the things I found is like, look, there are plenty of experts that are analysts and they get paid hundreds of thousands of dollars to do their job. I said, that's great. All I need to do is find out where they're reporting, take their report PDF, and have my good friends over at AI or ChatGPT or any of the ones that can actually decode PDFs and tell them to summarize it. I prompt them to exactly what I want. At some points, I'll say, hey, give me an expedited target price for the next 6 months, and it'll do that. If I do that over 6-7 experts, now I have a great consensus.
You have a good, great median strike. Yep.
I can figure out what they're thinking based on the research that I'm doing. Now that gives me a nice target to find out where I'm going to put my strike price, right? So all these things are what we're doing to evaluate how we're going to trade our options, right? Because it's a delicate process. It is a sensitive process, but it could be a very rewarding process. And when we do that, we get results. Now, I'm not one, and you know this, and y'all probably know this, I'm not one to gallivant and talk about results. But if we're going to show results, I figured this is family, this is Market Mondays, my earners at hand. Let's go through the scoreboard of some of these results. Because not only are we talking about trading equities and trading options and telling you, hey, these are the things that we're looking at, now we're actually implementing these things and winning.
Before you show them the results,
Great production moment, Rashad. Go ahead.
Tell them, explain the AI play just like you did in Chicago.
All right. So
or should it be kept for university?
No. No. Trust me.
Okay.
All right. This is valuable. I love y'all. I love y'all so much, man. I love y'all so much.
Here's how this is gonna work. And I kind of just broke it down a little bit, but I'll give you dead specifics. All right. So I look at a company like HubSpot, I look at a chart, I look at its trend. I'm looking for the support and resistance over the past year. I'm looking at support resistance over the last 6 months. I'm starting to see trends. I see it in Salesforce. I see it in CrowdStrike. I'm starting to see that there was a rise during the pandemic. There was a great pullback. It's almost like a perfect mountain, and we're starting to see it climb again. So, all right, let me start figuring out how we can take this advantage of this. And so I look inside of HubSpot, I look at where all the experts are, figure out where the institutional money is going versus the retail money. And that's important because I want to know where institutional investors are putting their money, because that's where I want to put mine, right? So if I see 80% of the equities owned by institutions, BlackRock, Vanguard, a number of institutions, this is something that they're invested in, especially in tech. I need to be behind that. I take their expert opinions. I download the PDFs. Now, these PDFs are 15 to 20 pages. Now, if you have the time to read it, great. Feel free. We got to maximize our time. And I think that's one of the best things, benefits of having AI, is that you can actually maximize time. So download the PDF, put it in Anthropic, which is a great AI tool. Claude 2 is their version of ChatGPT. Prompt it. Hey, I need you to summarize this. Give me the strike. Give me the price target. And give me the guidance, the forward guidance for the next year. Put it in, hit return on it. Within 10 seconds, I've got an entire page layout of everything I just asked for. I'm like, all right, that's pretty cool. Let me go find another expert. Prompt the same thing. And now I'm creating my own database from those experts who actually spend hours, have more tools, have more resources, have a bigger network. Now I'm just compiling all the information that they have.
Options cheat sheet.
And now I'm just creating my own formula to figure this thing out. I'm like, well, this is how AI really should be used. Let's maximize our time. Let's become more efficient. And so I'm saying to myself, perfect. This is exactly what I'm going to do. And so we did this in Chicago. It was like the, really the first test. And I, before I even presented, I spoke to Ian about it. I'm like, have you ever heard anything like this? And he's like, no, but I should have thought of it.
I wish I would have thought of it. I'm not going to lie.
And so I told him, I said, yo, I'm going to go for it tonight. I'm doing it with this company, HubSpot. Let's see how it goes. And from that moment, we did that show October 22nd in Chicago.
Yep.
HubSpot was trading at 410. And I think when I closed out the position, I actually put it in a slide in one of my results. I think it closed out at 590. Mm-hmm. So we're talking, I mean, and that's just percentage on the equity. So the actual option, I think I closed out at maybe 300, 400%, something crazy like that. But that was just using technology, using the research, using knowledge that I already had, right? Because we always talk about AI can make you, it's not going to make you smarter, but it can enhance intelligence. And this is one of those things, like I already had the actual knowledge base to do trading, but now I'm like even more enhanced because now I'm even more efficient because the information plus network is much more vast.
Okay.
How was that?
That was good. Thank you.
Appreciate you.
All right, so let's show this results.
And let's do some results, man. Mike, where you at? You got me, Mike?
You know, boy, not just talking about it. He doing
I mean, we're not just talking about it. So when we talk about Microsoft and we're talking about all the things that they're doing with AI, I mean, these are calls that we're putting in. And so when we talk about leaps, that means we're going from a year to 2 years out. And so this call I probably put in maybe June of last year. But you can start to see some of those returns. So 276. Now, most people are going to say, well, how much money did you make? And my thing is like, I'm never one to tell you about the money because the money is great, right? And of course we're going to make money and that's what we're doing this for. But the percentages are more important to me because we all start at zero. When I don't have a call, when I don't have a contract, we all start at zero, right? We may not start at the same amount that we're investing and that's fine. I don't want to discourage anybody. You should use what you have to invest, right? I don't want you putting the entire life savings into tried and trade options. No. I want you.
You should never put more than 10%
please,
of your portfolio on
please,
options.
Absolutely.
That's yep. my personal. That's please. My personal rule.
Right.
90% yep. long term, 10% options.
And that's it's extremely important. So the percentages are so much more important to me because again, everybody starts at 0%, and what you do and when you do it is important will determine how your account's going to look anyway. So this is one of our first ones. Microsoft. We're into 2025. Where's Microsoft trading at? Ian, you got your thing. You got right your. Now. Yeah,
yep.
So
Microsoft is at 414.
So we're way past the strike price. This call is probably going to go up. I mean, at the rate that the market is moving by next year, I could see this going up to
458.
Yeah. Mike, keep going. Yeah. Actually, I got it, Mike. I got it. Oh, you skipped mine. Right. We talked about Lily all the time.
Lily.
Yeah, we're going to go into this a little bit more. Another one. Looked at the research, saw the earnings was coming, and I'll show you a site that we're using. To figure out how the earnings are being projected. Another one, so Lilly was trading a little bit under 675. So I took a little bit of it again. Well, this was a pricier call, but look at the returns. And this is something that we've done within the last month. Let's just keep rolling. I'm gonna keep rolling.
Yeah, let's try.
Let's go. So SMH, we talk about semis all the time, right? We love semis. Why are we not investing in ETFs? Why are we not investing in ETFs, option calls? Here's a perfect example, 100%. Now, most people are saying, oh my gosh, well, it's only 100%. Yeah, but where else are you getting 100% in less than 4 months, less than 2 months? All right, so let's keep rolling. We told you about Cloudflare. Spelled it out for you.
You did.
We did. Another one. And this is more of a short-term option call. Now, at the end of the year, when we asked what were our companies for the year, specifically said TSM is the one I'm looking at. It's one of my favorites because I know the infrastructure and how much is needed and when we're talking about technology, right? If we're talking about semis and we're talking about NVIDIA, who was the number one provider for TSM? All companies run through them. They make 70% of the world's semi chips. Of course, I have to have a call on them, but I want you to make a quick distinction, right? Because not only do we have calls in them, we own the stock. You see, like that NVIDIA, there's no call there. Yep. There's no call. There's no expiration date. That is the stock. So yep. I own the stocks of these companies. And so what is the strategy? I own the stock, and then I own the options on the stock.
Trade the same
and one. We've been telling you for 5 years, I want you to get 100. I want you to get 100. Why? Because when you get 100, now you can actually sell calls. And so 100 has always been the number. And so this NVIDIA, my stocks, probably I think in this brokerage account here, I think I got 400 shares. Those 400 shares are up 300%. 300%, the shares, all right? And that came from this call. Why? NVIDIA hit a 175 at the time. And Ian, you were on the call with me. This was January of 2020.
Of last year, right?
Of last year. I told people that I'm getting into this call. This is the next call that I am doing. This is the next one, y'all. And there was some positive feedback, and then there was some feedback that wasn't so positive.
It cost too much. What did it cost you not being it? Now, for everyone else, you see how we're able to get 2,300, 3,000% return in a year?
This is, and that's why I said percentage is so, so important. That's not $1,200, ladies and gentlemen. That is 1,200%. So that's why I said it doesn't matter where I started at, because we're not going to be starting at the same positions. That's fine. But if you put $100 in, if you put $1,000 in, that's 1,200% on that call, right? So these are the things we're talking about. All right. So owning the stock and owning options on it as well. But once I saw this, I said, wait, I can't just stop at the 205 call. We got to get more calls.
You so could get, stop, but it would be wouldn't be wise.
It wouldn't be wise. So why stop? Let's partake in all of it. Let's go to the 25 call for 455. Well, NVIDIA is running up to 825. So that call is going to keep running, right? When the June one expires, this one will keep running. But why stop there? Let's keep going, right? And so now I'm in the 26 call for 800. That's already up 74%. So you can start to see we're compounding and we're compounding and we're compounding. Why? Because I see the trend. I'm watching it. I'm watching my shares goes up. I know I can sell. These are all the things that you're putting in inside of your mind frame when you're starting to see these wins. It's important to see them. But it's just not NVIDIA. I still got some of these other ones that I can't let go that I just believe in the company. And so, yeah, I am in DraftKings. And these are some of the more recent ones that I've probably done. Obviously, you know, DraftKings is something that we've talked about probably since the inception of the show.
Yeah, since the beginning of the show.
It still prints for me. It still prints for me. And then this is one we spoke about last week that I might have did this on Tuesday, right before your party, I think. Salesforce, man. Salesforce, right? If I saw what was happening to HubSpot inside of the CRM space, we understand they have great leadership. We saw them have a great pullback. They obviously let people go. We talked about the acquisition of Slack and how that affected the company. I like Salesforce going long term. And so I'm like, all right, well, perfect. This is an opportunity to grab them and have a call on it. And so why not? All right. So the real question is, Ian, and I think you posed it already, what would it cost you to not be involved?
To not do it. So, and if we can talk about triangle offense, Rashad calls QQQ, I'll tell you to trade NASDAQ future. What would you be up long on QQQ calls? Easy 50%. Like if you.
Oh, well, they deaded him.
It took Ian out. So, yeah.
Blackout.
So that was the options situations, but this isn't an option program. We just wanted to do it. But the announcement is that, so EY University, like I said, we're back hands-on. I've been teaching a financial planning class every single month, but Troy will start teaching a monthly options masterclass for EY University every month. Every month he's been at it. You know, he used to be a teacher, so he's coming back into the classroom and he's teaching. And the first class is this Wednesday at 8 o'clock.
Yes.
And it's 48 hours, only 48 hours enrollment. So if you want the full hour of him.
No, we're going to log in an hour.
EYLuniversity.com. It's a 48-hour enrollment, and then we just go and debt it for the rest of the month. We want less people in this time around. We got some different ideas. We've learned some things. And the biggest thing is to be more hands-on. So, every month, Troy's going to be doing his options masterclass, so we wanted to kind of give you a taste of that. And, if you want the whole version, EYL University.
Now, we're getting busy. I'm being honest with you. We're going to get busy. It's been a while. And I started looking back in the files. I'm like, damn, it has been a while. So it's going to be a while. It's been a while. Everything that I just told y'all, I'm actually going to show y'all in real time. I'm going to have y'all involved in it. Plus, I'm going to tell y'all what we're looking forward to next.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4x points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.